Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael. And hi, Anna.
Hello.
Our topic today is really, truly a conversation about artificial intelligence. I've been into so many meetings and webinars, and I think Anna has too, learning about this, and it's kind of mind-blowing and complicated. So we wanted to just talk a bit about what is artificial intelligence and what is it going to mean for all of us as small business owners and survival. So Anna, I'm beginning to understand I have to separate out various forms of artificial intelligence, this computer-based machine that learns and provides us with useful things. Early on, we heard about that artificial intelligence could analyze data, and that's certainly one of the useful purposes it has for us. But what are some of the other ways in which we're seeing artificial intelligence being created or being useful?
Michael, I think that right from the beginning, we have to talk to our business owners. Probably some of them have used it, some of them have not. And a lot of small business owners are scared to start using that. And we'll start because today's episode is more just like Michael mentioned, just conversation. We don't want to scare you, but what we promise you that we will start with a very general idea, what is AI tools, and then we will start building. And we promise that every month we will designate at least one episode for you to share some new tools to help you being productive. And when we were talking with Michael, is the AI world will democratize some of the tools. So Michael, what did you mean when you mentioned this morning that particular term?
Well, when we're small business owners and we're competing in a marketplace with large businesses, they have big teams that do their marketing, for example, that prepare materials to go out and find customers and sell them on buying their product or service. That's always been kind of above us. We don't have those kinds of resources. Now, suddenly, these AI apps can do that for us at a relatively low cost. So costs are coming down for us to compete in the marketplace. That means it's going to be a much more democratic marketplace. Because you and I, Anna, can create a video or a wonderful written short paragraph that draws in the customer because it's so well written. And we haven't had time to do that. But now we can have an assistant called artificial intelligence, and we can ask it to do that for us. And it costs a whole lot less than having a team of 15 people in a marketing department do that when we can't afford to have a department to begin with.
Absolutely.
So, we can have a reach we haven't had. I think we will see costs coming down. I think we, as small business owners, can be much more competitive than we ever imagined we could be.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty much leveling the playing field right now.
Yes.
Which is important for small business owners. Like Michael, you mentioned, it's like marketing expense. How much do we pay for marketing expense? And a lot of times we will pay and we will not understand the analytics. The marketing company will hire, they will tell us, oh, you have to do this, you have to do this. And we cannot rely on anybody. But right now, if you pick up some of the data from your analytics or from the platforms you're using, you can dump it. We'll call it dumping at some of these AI platforms, and we will go a little bit which are the most popular platforms down during our conversation, and you can just tell them, please analyze this data and recommend action. And the best part is you're talking to a machine which does not have emotions, so the advice you'll receive, it will based on the data. Extremely important, because sometimes, you know, we're kind of disadvantaged because all the time we look at some of the data very emotional. And we have to be more analytical. I mean, yes, it has a good side too. I don't want to omit all the positive side of working with your emotions. But right now, you have a superpowers, Michael. If you understand, if you can utilize portion of this AI, you will be business owner with superpower.
I think the takeaway from Anna's important message here in my mind is not to be afraid of this new technology, but rather to embrace it as something that will give you, as Anna says, these powers that you otherwise wouldn't have. So embrace it, even though it's a little scary because it's going so fast and we don't know what it is. One of the wonderful things is that as these apps come out, there's going to be a marketplace that vets them. There's going to be people who say, this app doesn't work very well, but that one does. And so you go and try that one. Or I need one that's easier to work with rather than these complex ones. And people can help you find that. So you have to be out in that arena, asking those questions, listening to what people say. I, for example, subscribe to a newsletter because I don't have the time to try out all these different apps. But this gentleman, Jeremy Kaplan is his name, C-A-P-L-A-N, and his newsletter is called Wonder Tools. Nice, aptly named in my mind. But there are others out there as well. And they help me sort through which apps do I want to look at, what's good about them, what do they lack. And the neat thing is the marketplace is then requiring these apps to improve themselves to compete. So everything is moving pretty fast in terms of everybody wanting to be better than they are so that they, as an app, can find their place in the marketplace. So you need to be out there seeing what's going on. Let somebody else help you with that as well. That's just another piece of this wondrous technology world we're in my mind.
I just wanted just to add to what Michael said, that there is a lot of apps right now, and everybody is trying to race on the market, on the AI world, I should say. But I can recommend, especially if you don't have time to look at some of the apps, I can recommend if you can focus on two or three major apps, I can guarantee you that some of them will not go away, like ChatGPT, because they're too big. ChatGPT will always get funded because it was one of the first, and Gemini. Gemini is a Google version of ChatGPT. There is some additional tools like Michael was referring. There is a lot of platforms on the market, but if you can focus on these two, I think, again, this is my opinion, they will not go away because Google is too big. This Gemini will always get funded. ChatGPT is big also. So it will always get funded. And all these platforms, they work in a similar way. It's Claude, there is a Claude, there is Perplexity. And what we were thinking with Michael is like, we may go on YouTube and try showing you how to use some of these platforms. And down the road with some of our podcasts, we will give you some formulas you can utilize when you're talking, we'll say talking, but when you're chatting, that's with the, let's say, ChatGPT or these machines. There is a special way you should talk to be more productive.
Anna's going to, I hope, take us today, not today, but in another podcast, into talking, which are one of the terms you'll learn now is they call it prompting that artificial intelligence to give you what you need. I talked to a colleague just the other day. He spent a weekend working with five spreadsheets, which he dropped down into, and I don't know if it was ChatGPT or Gemini, but he said, I want to know what this all means. Give me some visuals so I can understand what I have in data. And he said it took a while, a number of different trials of prompts to ask for what he wanted, and kept saying, I need more specific. But eventually he said it was wonderful what he had in the way of visual information he'd never had before. He couldn't have done it and seen the patterns without letting the artificial intelligence do it for him. Jump back again. We can analyze data. We can ask for predictions. What do you, you know, we can ask ChatGPT, what do you think this market will look like in 5 years? And it's drawing from all this information and other people predicting, pulls it together and gives you some predictions. You can ask it to generate whole new things. You can ask it to create a picture. You can ask it to create a video. We're moving eventually towards a time when maybe the third partner we'll have in this podcast will be artificial intelligence talking along with us, called intelligence, artificial intelligence.
Oh, Michael, I will not. You know what? We have to talk about that. Probably one of
All
us,
right,
me, have to
another
be fired. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you're absolutely correct. And you know, for small business owners, remember how threaded you are when you are thinking about you have to do your business plan. Take a guess. You can ask Chat. We're going Chat GPT because I think we're using it more, or Gemini, whichever platform, AI platform you're using. But ask them to create the business plan. However, make sure that you feed them accurate information. And we'll go, like Michael said, on another episode just to tell you that. But this is, I mean, business planning. You don't have to rely on anyone else.
And keep in mind that this is an assistant to us. They're sitting off our right shoulder or our left shoulder, and they're doing things we ask it to do. It doesn't replace human beings necessarily, or what it may be. For example, if I have a receptionist and she sorts my mail, my email, I'm not using her very well. I don't imagine that's very exciting for her. I can ask ChatGPT, or there are other apps out there, to sort my email for me and let me use my human receptionist for something better that's more engaging for her. So she's not going to lose her job. I'm just going to find a better way to use her skills. But I want to emphasize two things here. We're looking for things that make life easier for us as small business owners, or of better quality, or both. So think of it being easier or of higher quality than we've been able to afford to produce in the past. Now we can produce it with this assistant who's so much quicker than we are, can think so much faster.
And Michael, you just brushed very lightly on one thing, but I just wanted to focus and stress. When you are utilizing some of these platforms, we call this one garbage in, garbage out. If you feed it garbage, it will produce garbage. It can be extremely helpful, but you have to make sure that there is a human element, and you have to make sure that you're giving them a clear direction. And guess what? If you're not sure what direction you would like to take, ask them. Ask them, what direction should I give you based on some factors? So what I just wanted to give you illustration, what this platform does is they go, it's like a spider web through all the billions of billions of data, and they start researching. Now, there is a warning though. Please do not put any IP information into these platforms, because once you put it, it's kind of public yet. We don't have any regulation, especially in the United States. I know that the European Union, they're taking some precautions. I know Canada, they have some legislative forums they are putting in place. But in the United States, we don't have. So just make sure that you have, you don't put any privacy information, private information, or IPs and things like that.
And on the other side of that, I think you always have to remember that when you get output from ChatGPT or any other source, you need to go back and look at it and make sure in your mind that it's accurate, because you can, it on occasion makes mistakes, or hallucinations, as it's now termed. And you don't want to put that out if it's not correct, or if it's misspoken in some way. I go back to, I've done studies, I'm fascinated by the sinking of the great ship Titanic. And we always have heard that it was the ship that even God himself or herself could not sink. Well, that was the news media inflating something that the White Star Line, the boat company, had never said that. It was never said, but it got inflated by news media. Well, now ChatGPT can inflate some things, perhaps, and you have to thus use some caution. So a balance in everything. Use it. Let it help you. Make sure it's accurate and correct. And yeah, as Anna said, keep your property, your intellectual property, safe by not just tossing it in there. One other thing to differentiate real quick too is that some of these that Anna is talking about are private applications. There will be some that are also open applications, open source, meaning others can go in and add and make them better. One of the things that's kept the big companies like a Microsoft and a Google and others, kept them somewhat honest, is that always out there is a source of an operating background for a machine that's been open source, Linux, for for example. So Microsoft and Google and others can't go too far in trying to force you to pay lots of money for their operating systems, because Linux is always advancing and it's free to anybody. That's going to happen with these apps as well, so that some of these apps will be private, but there will be open source apps. So look around, keep listening to what others are saying, so that you don't have to pay exorbitant fees for these things, because there's always going to be some that are free because they're open source.
But we promise also to give you updates of any tools we learn, because that's why we're here. If we learn something, we want you to make sure that you can utilize it, because we want you to survive, not only survive, but thrive.
Let me close with one recommendation, if I might. And then you need to study this every day. It's going to take time, but you need to commit yourself to 20 minutes of looking at artificial intelligence and what it's doing every day. And lead with the problem, not with AI. So don't let a vendor who's framed a problem for you and then has an app for your use, that's really not the way to approach it. Saying, if I only had somebody who could help me with this, and then go out and look for an app that does this, it's better that you lead rather than letting the vendor throw things at you. It's a big rabbit hole. So go by what you need rather than what they're saying, oh, you ought to be using this app, when in fact it's not important to what you do. There's something else that's more important. So you lead.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.